Thanksgiving to many is Turkey Day. Well, here in our community, there's a place raising free-range turkeys. This place has also launched a green farm project. For those involved, raising turkeys and becoming ingrained in environmentally friendly and sustainable practices, well, it's creating an opportunity for a healthier life and a true sense of gratitude. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Ted Theory, and Ted is Facilities Coordinator at Dawn Farm in Ypsilanti. Dawn Farm is a nonprofit drug and alcohol rehabilitation program that's been serving those seeking recovery since 1973. It now seeks to become the greenest chemical dependency treatment center in the world. Ted, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Thanks for having me.
Well, learning to work the land, to care for animals, and discovering sustainable practices for living, it just seems a perfect fit for someone who is seeking to learn sustained living free of dependency. Has it always been that kind of partnership between stewardship of life and stewardship of land at Dawn Farm?
Well, I think there's definitely the connection there because to stay free of drugs and alcohol, one has to be caring about the people around him or her and the environment around him and her. It's definitely a connection. People who have chemical dependency or alcohol problems tend to be, we say, our main problem is being self-centered. So we're not thinking about anybody but ourselves. And in order to stay clear of those problems, we really got to think about other people and putting other people first. And in doing that, we find a way to take care of ourselves and
serve something greater than yourself.
Yep.
Exactly right. Well, in some instances, the residents, they're serving the turkeys. You've had a turkey house. What's it called? The Turkey Hilton since 2008?
Yes.
And these are free-range turkeys. Why are you raising turkeys at Dawn Farm?
Well, really to raise money for our organization and also to help the clients learn responsibility. And it certainly can be a challenge dealing with livestock animals.
I can imagine.
They can be demanding.
In terms of the environmentally sustainable part of it, are they being fed with locally harvested grains? And is the program supporting local farming and everything else like that?
Yeah, we buy all of our food from folks right down the road. The turkeys, as chicks, they're brought in a day old, and they're bought from a hatchery in the area also.
And so they're raised to adulthood until ultimately someone wants to buy them for dinner.
Yep.
Well, there's also something called the Green Farm Project at Dawn Farm, and that is definitely aimed at better environmental stewardship. Tell me about the Green Farm Project.
Well, we just, as part of recovery, trying to be responsible, productive members of society, environmental concerns are a big part of that. When we think about the world around us and the people around us, it's just a way of being, and it's an important part of being a responsible member of society. We just try to lessen our footprint on the world, and in that way, help to improve it and improve ourselves.
What's being grown on the 62 acres over at the farm?
Well, we've worked with Project Grow, and they put up a hoop house, they do all their they grow vegetables for their annual plant sale in the spring, and we're able to use part of that hoop house to start tomatoes and peppers and squash, and so we start our plants in there. And
is that food for the residents, or is it food that you take out and sell or provide to the community?
For the most part, for the residents. I mean, we have three facilities that are residential type facilities. Dawn Farm out on Stony Creek Road has 36 beds, and then we have our downtown Dawn Farm facility that has 13 beds, and then we have a detox facility called Spera and that has 18 beds. So for the most part, the food goes there. We also have 160 beds in what we call transitional housing, like three-quarter house. And so they're able to utilize that food also.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. My guest this morning is Ted Theory, and Ted is Facilities Coordinator at Dawn Farm. And tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving, and for those in recovery, finding reasons to be thankful, to be grateful, well, it's not just a luxury, it's a necessity. And at Dawn Farm, hard work and environmental stewardship are at the center of learning to live sustainable lives, free of chemical dependency. Ted, what first brought you to Dawn Farm?
Well, I've struggled for most of my adult life with drug and alcohol problems. I first went into residential treatment at the age of 18, back in, which would have been 1984. At that time, unfortunately, I stayed 4 days and walked out the door.
Ended up back, didn't you?
Yep. 25 years later, came back with a lot more, had struggled through life, did a lot more using and a lot more hurting the people around me. And thankfully, I did get back to Dawn Farm, and that was in 08, and I've been clean and sober for about 4.5 years now.
Well, certainly congratulations on that. When you first walked back into Dawn Farm, were you still hesitant to buy into this particular program of recovery?
No, by that time I was ready and willing. I had had enough of the way I had been living. And I like to say I never looked back. I mean, I was willing to do anything that someone had suggested I do in order to stay clean. And I really feel like I just never looked back.
Most recovery programs are based on improving one's spiritual condition. Is there something spiritual about working the farm and learning to better protect our land, air, and water?
Oh, I believe so. It's definitely the 12-step programs are spiritual programs. The 12-step is really sharing what I and others have learned and trying to help others. And certainly nature. For a lot of people, can be a spiritual thing. They may come in struggling with the concept of a higher power, but there's some connection that can be made working with animals, particularly like baby turkeys when they're 1 year old and they're so cute, and being responsible and having a part in an animal's life.
Well, safe to say then that tomorrow is truly going to be a day for giving thanks at Dawn Farm?
For me, it will be, and we're trying to help others discover that part of life.
Well, thanks for your time today, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all involved at Dawn Farm.
Thanks to you, too. Thanks.
That is Ted Theory, Facilities Coordinator at Dawn Farm, the nonprofit drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. Now, if you want more information about Dawn Farm and their series of programs, check out the website at dawnfarm.org or call 734-485-8725. If you need help right now, call and talk with a staff member at 734-662-8265. I'm David Fair, and I'm thankful you've chosen to listen to Issues of the Environment, a weekly segment produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health and heard only on 89.1 WEMU.